Hello, welcome to Do Ask, Do Tell. We're back with more LGBT news. I've just realised it because we did Take It or Leave It not long ago. I have the same introduction to every show.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I need to think of something else, don't I?
We all already knew that because we listened to you introduce them all, but you don't.
That's true. I've only just realised that. You were there for it. That's quite amazing. We have a special guest this week. Hello, Jen.
Hi.
You might recognise Jen from such podcasts as Simply Syndicated Movie News and Take It or Leave It.
Yes.
And Ian's here as well.
Hello, but I'm usually here, so
you are.
That's nothing to shout about.
That's true. There's some joke about being usual there. I won't go for it. Anyway, we've got some news here, and we're going to talk about it.
We should do that, because it's a podcast where we talk about things like that.
Absolutely. We're going to start off, first of all, almost half of young Britons no longer define themselves as being gay or straight. I'm not in the least surprised at that.
Well, 40%. Yeah. I'm in a minority then, because I do. Although I don't think I'm a young Briton anymore, which is devastating.
How old are you now?
27.
Yeah, you're not a young Briton anymore.
No.
Is it in this article, like, 18 to 24 year olds? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm not an 18 to 24 year old anymore.
You and me both, kid. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. Look, I'm still jealous of how young you are. Is that any help?
That helps. That's fine. Okay. I'm okay. I feel better now.
Okay. That's fine. But more than 40%. It makes sense, doesn't it? There's the distribution curve of all aspects of biology, and most people are somewhere around the middle anyway.
Looking at there's a graph halfway down this, and 46% are Kinsey zero, which is exclusively heterosexual, and then 22% are very slight attractions to same sex, and then 13%, and the rest are single digits. So it is loaded towards heteronormativity, but yeah. But 54% aren't Kinsey zero.
That makes sense, though. It does make perfect sense, though. When you take pretty much any statistic, like height, weight, hair color, anything, arm length, what, pick a thing, right? You end up with a graph that looks like a big bump, and most people are near or around the middle, and you get a few people who are on the outlying areas of it. And it makes total sense that would be true for sexuality as well.
I also love the way that tabloid newspapers use the headline, half of people are below average in X, because yeah, that's kind of normal. Half of people are below average height. Half of people are above average height. It's why it's fucking average.
Exactly. that's basically it. You're onto it now.
Well, the good thing about the Kinsey scale, it takes into consideration if you're like bi-curious or anything like that, which is involved. I'm actually not surprised by these statistics either. It's probably slightly different here in America, but the only thing that I'm worried about is, are people saying they're bisexual because it's in? Is it like a trend now? I don't know. I'm not putting down people who, you know, are being honest about their sexuality, but I think some of them were lying to be cool.
Or are people just more comfortable in saying, he's a hot guy. If anyone doesn't know, the Kinsey scale goes from 0 to 6, with 0 being exclusively heterosexual, 6 being exclusively homosexual, and it kind of meeting in the middle. So Kinsey 3 is equally attracted to both sexes. Kinsey 1, though, is predominantly attracted to the opposite sex and incidentally attracted to the same sex. So incidentally attracted, you know, that could be, I look at a hot woman and think, yeah, she's hot. Never going to go there, but she's hot. That's I would say that's probably incidental attraction.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know.
Well, there's also, they have the, there's another graph here for the bisexuality, you know, the degrees of homosexual versus heterosexual, and they have it by age. And you notice the 60 plus, the big gap between them. I think because folks who are 60 plus had to go through the quote unquote, you know, fixing that they did back in the 50s and 60s.
Yep.
The reprogramming, we must make you straight, you know, and or they're hiding it, or they just stop admitting they're gay or whatever, or just to be not persecuted in any way. More power to the folks who basically said, fuck you, and I'm gay and just deal. But as you progressively go through the scale, you notice more people are, you know, it's a little more even as you go backwards. And I don't know.
I honestly think just a lot more young people are willing to or do take the view of, hey, it's all fucking. Yeah. Doesn't mean you have to do exclusively anything forever or anything like that. Maybe they're just a lot more open-minded about stuff.
Which is great. It's great.
Go for it. It's the way forward. It really is. I think was I sounding muffled before? Do I sound any better right now? I think my microphone was at an odd angle. Sorry.
Sound the same to me.
All right. Okay, never mind. This actually ties into another story that's on the list. Just about. We asked 300 guys on Grindr how gay they are, and you'd be surprised by the answer. And there's a good little diagram of the Kinsey scale.
There is. I might have been reading from that a minute ago.
Oh, might you have been?
Maybe.
We'd never have known if you hadn't said anything.
I've read through this. This article is hilarious. As somebody who's been on Grindr, I can recognize all these conversations. But the general gist of it was, you've got the occasional people who are answering that they are either entirely in the middle of the scale or tending towards the straight side of the scale. But the majority of people answer is Kinsey 5 or Kinsey 6 on Grindr, which isn't
that surprising. No. I would expect to find gay people on Grindr.
Yep.
If I'm honest, that's, in fact, pretty much that graph that they've got of the results at the bottom. That seems to be what I would expect.
Seems to be what you're expecting, yeah.
Yeah. So nothing surprising there. Most people on Grindr are gay or thereabouts.
Or pretty gay. Yeah.
It's shocking. Shocking. What else do we have? Do anyone want to pick one? I can just say another one. Last one. I'll do it again.
Ian McKellen is ashamed at how little he knows about trans issues. He narrated a documentary, which was on last week, which I didn't see, but I've seen a lot of press about, which was the Muslim Drag Queens program.
Yeah.
And talking to the Daily Express, he said he was in awe of the people on that show and the thousands of others who weren't in the film. And he feels slightly ashamed that he doesn't really know the ins and outs of the issues that trans people face and people who do drag face.
It was quite a show, wasn't it?
I haven't seen it.
It's quite a show. It's quite a show in that it shows people who are being extremely brave, being who they are. And I actually sat with an open Twitter search on the hashtag as the show was on TV. And dear God, there was some horrendous stuff being tweeted. Lots of like, oh, you deserve to die, you should kill yourself or allow yourself to be killed, etc. Big thing. If you make up something that's the most horrible thing you can think of, chances are it was tweeted. It was, you know, disturbing. At the end of the day, it still applies to the leave people the fuck alone rule. But in this particular case, they've got religion as a problem with it as well. So that really doesn't help. It's a horrible thing. We but programs like that are a good thing because, like Ian McKellen, we could all do with knowing more.
Yeah, some people don't seem to understand there's a huge difference between someone who dresses in drag and someone who is a transgender.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yes, it is a huge misunderstanding and quite an offensive one as well. Mm-hmm. And yeah, the only way to sort it is with visibility, stuff like this and stuff like us talking about it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I don't know how you get around the religion problem. I really don't.
We should outlaw all of the religions.
Oh, don't tempt me. That's been very frowned upon when I've suggested that before.
When Richard runs a country.
Yeah. It would work. It would work. Trust me. It might be painful at first, but it would work in the end.
I'm not sure you would survive the civil unrest, Richard.
No, me either. I really wouldn't attempt it. I really wouldn't. Don't worry, I've played Civ 5. I know I'd be killed.
By Allison, who is better than
But for the good of the people, though, you mustn't punish her afterwards. She must be let go, because she'll save you all. You know, that's the best advice I can give you. Don't let me take power. That's other, you know, beforehand. It's
easier. That was Allison's main role in the world, was to stop you from attaining true power.
She definitely stands in the way. She definitely stands in the way. And good on her for it. It's the right thing to do. Let's move on. Because I'm not really going to try and run the world. This is the stuff that makes me worry about black helicopters overhead and that sort of thing. Just don't get me onto this shit. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to run the world. I don't want to. It sounds like a fucking nightmare. What else?
Because you'll have to deal with people like this.
I don't want to deal
Uganda,
with
it. Yeah. Uganda now wants to ban countries that have legalized gay marriage from adopting children.
Well, fuck you, Uganda. I think I've read something else that they now want to make campaigning about LGBT rights an illegal thing to do. I don't know what to say. It's fucking Uganda. Look, first of all, don't go to Uganda. But the problem we have is the gay people who are in Uganda, and the best thing we can do is just help them if they come out.
Well, didn't Russia already do this or attempt
it? Yeah, they did. It's a ban on gay couples from adopting, is what Russia did. This is a blanket ban on so America has just legalized equal marriage. So now an American wouldn't be able to go, even, you know, your you know, white suburban heterosexual married couple for 20 years wouldn't be able to now go to Uganda and adopt someone because they come from a country that has legalized same-sex marriage is what they want to do. It's just a batshit crazy thing, but, you know.
Just a bit, considering, you know, Europe and America, where a lot of these orphans go. Nice going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't know what to say. Well done, Uganda, you fucking idiots. They're just mental over there, you know. They really are. I don't know what to say. We kind of get caught in this trap of expecting everybody to be on our level, and then we're shocked when they're not. And I don't know who decided this was how the world was supposed to work. You know, Uganda's fucking backwards compared to here and America. It just is, and I don't know what to do with that, really. Am I too down on it? Am I too harsh on them? But that seems to be the case to me. Correct me if I'm wrong or talking crap.
No, you're not talking crap.
Okay, no. That's good.
Not this time anyway.
I mean, yeah, like I say, there's a standing allowance on always telling me when I'm talking crap.
Yeah.
I never hesitate to do that. Never, ever. That's fine. Okay, speaking of banning gay things... Government bans gay parenting film being shown in schools. A school has been banned from screening a film during school hours about children with gay parents. in Australia.
Sydney, Australia. Yeah. What is it with Australia?
I don't know what their problem is either. You'd think they'd all be in a good mood. It's baking hot down there. There's no one there. The beaches look nice. All that sort of thing. It can't be that stressful being an Australian, can it? And yet they're so uptight about this. I don't know what the problem is. What was the thing anyway? Let's see, the film Gaby Baby. Oh, you shouldn't watch that film purely based on its title. There's no reason to watch Gaby Baby, okay? Burwood Girls High School in Sydney plan on screening the film Gaby Baby to students on Friday morning as part of Wear It Purple Day, an equality campaign aimed at encouraging LGBT inclusion and support in schools. However, the film was today banned from being shown during school hours by New South Wales Education Minister Adrian Piccoli. I understand the intent of that is to provide an example of tolerance, and that is something I support, he said. However, bollocks to it. What the fuck is that? The Australians, what are you doing? I don't know what to say about that.
Contradictory.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
I'm all up for not being prejudiced towards people, but they're not watching that film about tolerating gay parents. They're not doing that. I don't know what to do with that. I'm genuinely shocked.
Well, he goes on to say, should it be in class time? No, I don't think so. Should it be optional? Yes, I do. Wait, huh?
Yeah. Weirdo. What is even in the film? It doesn't really talk about
just
that.
I think it's a lesbian couple with the family. I believe that's what it's about.
But, oh, hang on. According to its synopsis, Gaby Baby is a portrait of four kids with gay parents who wrestle with the challenges of oncoming adolescence as the world deals with marriage equality and whether or not kids like them are at risk.
You know, I actually think that is a fucking perfect film to be shown in Australian schools right now, because with the government they've currently got, marriage equality is never going to happen. So let's educate the politicians for 15 years time so they might actually be able to change something.
Hey, if Catholic Ireland can accept gay marriage, anybody can accept gay marriage.
Absolutely. Oh, and there's the trailer on the webpage. Go and check that out at pinknews.co.uk. I will take this opportunity, now I've just thought of it, to remind everybody that we do all of these news stories go up on a Tumblr blog, which is at doasdotellshow.tumblr.com. So you can see all the links. That's where all the links are. It that also saves me doing show notes as well. You see, it's easier that way.
Well, over here, we've only recently started having some TV commercials that have gay couples in them. Like, within the past year. That's how recent it's been. I think it's wonderful. And the ones that I've seen, they don't make a huge deal about it being a gay couple.
We've had some, but I'm trying to think of the last one I saw. Do you know what? The problem might be the amount of television ads that I see has dramatically fallen. I'm just doing a Google search now. UK TV ads with gay people. I've written ads. That's people. The Links Effect. Was there a Gay Links advert?
Was there? I might have missed that.
I don't know. Hang on. Oh, that's an article from January. Never mind. No, I don't think we've really got any on the go at the moment. I can't think of any. But like I say, I'm not watching adverts. I know there have been some. In fact, no, I'm having trouble thinking of two. Maybe we're crap really? At this.
Oh, I can think of two right off the top of my head. There's one where I can't remember exactly what the ad was for, but in part of the ad, they have a lesbian couple adopting a child who's deaf. And they don't make a huge deal about it. The other one they have is where they're talking about love has no gender, love has no color, blah, 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 blah. And they have a lesbian couple come out and kiss in front of everybody, which I think is really sweet.
I just Googled gay UK ads and did not get what I was looking for.
You can hear the slight tone of shell shocked in Richard's voice.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm not shocked. I'm just it's like, oh, of course, that's what I got. Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Well, the first one that I specifically remember was there was an IKEA ad that they did with a male gay couple in it.
Right.
And that was like a huge deal over here.
I don't know if we've had that one. Huh. You know, Ian, the most shocking thing is that the number one result is Gumtree.com.
Is it?
Yeah.
Gumtree.
The I've got an old stereo. Does anyone want it? Website. Yeah.
The only thing I can think is it might be being used in the same way as Craigslist is used in the States.
I'm looking at it now.
Oh, dear.
Well, we have the first advert.
See, Jen knows what I'm talking about.
The first advert is gay couple looking for friends to go out with. Fine, okay. Then English native Spanish speakers to learn gay slang. Hola, I am looking to learn Spanish gay slang with native speakers and help you practice English. Okay. Spanish gay slang, that's something you need to meet someone to learn. There's a gay badminton club. Are you gay? Can you sing? Join my group. This isn't all frightening stuff. 33-year-old gay guy up for traveling anywhere, anytime. That one might be a bit sort of darker. I don't know. It might just
be. Scary shit comes out of Craigslist over here, let me tell you.
Well, that was like entry number two or something. I don't know. This is London Craigslist. Oh, dear. All right, that's a different thing.
Yep. That'll be different.
Do you know, it's fascinating, isn't it? People are into all different kinds of things. Really. It's quite, wow, some of that. Some people want to do some interesting things there. and why the heck not? And of all those people on the list, some of them might look at the other things and think, dear God, I'm not doing that. And then some of these things are quite terrifying. And you think, why do that? But you know, that's cool. You go do that. That's fine. I didn't mean to actually click on an ad. I didn't need to see that.
You're sure you didn't.
that'll be in your history now as forever.
It will. I'm not even in incognito mode. That is. I'm going to start getting Google Now recommendations based on that. Well hung bottom seeks hairy top in Hammersmith. And there it is. He's only 2.5 hours away with traffic as it is at the moment. Thank you, Google. I'm only joking. It's not that good.
I was going to say 2.5 hours to London from you.
It's miles, isn't it? Yeah.
You'd have said 3.5 hours. I'd have believed you. I'd have pushed, but...
Yeah. What a slippery, sloppy pump. Don't tell me. But there's somebody looking for one. There you go. I'm going to go off Craigslist now.
I think you should
leave that behind. What were we talking about? Gay people in ads. Mm-hmm. That'd be a positive thing. I remember the Nat West ad with the lesbians, but that was pretty much it.
I barely watch television, so I don't watch adverts really.
This is it. This is the problem. And don't television channels know it? I don't know what to do.
I don't have a choice. My husband watches a lot of TV, so I get sucked in. The TV's all of 5 feet away from me, so I see ads all the time.
Watch it on time delay and fast forward through ads.
When I do end up watching ads on TV, what I end up doing is I end up focusing on the small print and reading the small print and ignoring the adverts, because that's often a lot of fun.
Oh, the small print. That usually says we will charge you 2,500% when you borrow money from us.
Well, one of my favourite things was in one of the iPhone adverts from a few years back. They were showing how easy it was to do X, and the small print under the screen was sequence has been shortened.
Oh, yes. we've cut out loading screens.
Look how easy it is if we take some of the steps out.
Well, a lot of them, they say like actor portrayal.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Yeah.
There was a shampoo advert we were watching yesterday, and no word of a lie, the small print was do not shampoo eyes.
That's wonderful. Do not shampoo eyes. I like that. And it is sound advice, everybody.
It is. You shouldn't advice. Shampoo your own eyes. That's you shouldn't shampoo anyone else's eyes either.
No.
Just put that out there. But no. Yeah.
Even that Johnson's No More Tear shampoo, don't shampoo your eyes.
It's not going to end well.
Now then, what's this last story? Because I appear to have just posted a picture of a little girl, which is a little bit creepy. Is there a link there? There's actually a link.
There's a link.
A parliamentary committee, this is also from Pink News. I read so much of the article, I feel we should give them credit. Pinknews.co.uk. A parliamentary committee is to look at provisions for transgender children in the UK. We're making some progress then. Is there anything at the moment? UK law contains no provisions for trans people under the age of 16 to gain legal recognition. So we're going to look into that. We're not too backward with this kind of thing, are we? It's just the drugs and the welfare state. And
well,
everything else, really. That the rest of the country's going to shit. But this stuff seems pretty good. Am I right in thinking that London was voted like the best place to be gay in Europe?
I don't recall seeing that, but it doesn't surprise me.
Is it fun?
It's expensive.
Well, it's the most expensive city in the world, isn't it?
It's ridiculously, yeah. I love nights out in London, but I can only do them once a year because it's like a holiday.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. I actually can't remember the last time I was in London. It's been a long time. UK has been ranked number one in Europe for LGBTI rights. There we go. And that's in an article on The Independent from May 2014. It might be somewhere else now. We'll have to see, but I don't know. Actually, I don't know how often they change it.
Well, the only thing I could say about this article is like, okay, if they're under 16, how do they know? That's not me saying this. This is people who don't understand. It's like, if they're that young, how do they know that they're meant to be a different gender?
Do you know what? I don't know. And the conclusion I've come to about how to deal with it is my classic stance of leave people the fuck alone. Like, it doesn't matter if I totally understand it to a certain extent, because I'm not going to go out of my way to hurt anybody or make anybody suffer who is going through these things. And I, in general, would like people to be happy and be able to live as who they are. But, you know, it's like, as Ian McKellen was saying, perhaps I should know more about these things. I don't know how you know, but I have to accept that maybe I can't know that. And so I have to take someone's word for it.
Mm-hmm.
And if a little boy says he feels like a little girl, okay, fine. That's fine. Let the kid be happy. Whatever that is, whatever is necessary to do that.
Yeah, it seems simple, doesn't it?
It really is. It really is simple.
Yes, it's very similar to, you know, when they ask, like, well, how do you know you're gay when you're like six? You just know. You're just like, well, I like boys, you know, or whatever, or like girls, or both, or, you know, and some people, they can't, when they're six, they can't really explain it, you know, because they're six.
Exactly.
Yeah, and with the power of hindsight, I looking back and looking at how I felt about things and people and I probably could have, if I'd had the adult knowledge that I have now, I probably could have told that I was gay at about 7 or 8, but didn't actually kind of realize until, you know, my early teens. But yeah, so it's If they say that they think they're gender dysphoric, they're the wrong sex, then go with it. If it is a phase, then fine, they'll decide that it's that. And if it's not, then you'll have supported them from the out.
It really is simple, isn't it?
It seems to be, doesn't it?
Why? It's you know, all of these problems are just caused by people wanting to hurt other people that are nothing to do with them. Pisses me off so much. It makes no sense. It's fucking stupid. So we need to have this. This is a good story that we're doing this, you know. In fact, these sessions are apparently open to the public. You can go and watch it happen and watch people give evidence, it says. I don't know what that is about, but there's lots of people with letters after their name going to talk to the government about stuff. And then the government will do whatever the fuck it wants afterwards.
Because they don't listen to experts.
No, especially not when the experts tell them what they want to hear.
Yep.
Or don't tell them what they want to hear. Sorry.
Yes, or tell them the opposite of what they're wanting to hear.
Yes, that's these are all ways of saying the same thing. It's good.
Yes.
So that's the news. We had a topic and we can't talk about the topic, and we didn't say what our new topic should be.
No, we didn't. Full disclosure, we were going to do a show on trans issues tonight, and we've touched on it a few times in the news. But we decided that as me, Rich, and Jen, we don't have enough knowledge about the issues to talk about them well. I've got a friend who is trans, but haven't been able to get hold of her this evening. So at some point we will be doing a show about the trans community and issues within it. But that night is not tonight.
Yeah, that we can't do that. You're absolutely right. This is actually the worst idea I've ever had. that we could do that show. So thank you for stopping that. And that was absolutely the right thing to do. Consequently, what the fuck are we going to do? I don't know what to do. Can I just pick a topic? Is there how do you do that?
Do you not have a dartboard with all the topics on it, and you can just throw something at it?
No, it's, I don't.
I mean, we were just talking about gays in the advertising. Why don't we talk about that?
Because I can't think of another advert with gay people in. I don't know what else to talk about. I don't know what else to say. It's kind of done. Otherwise, I'd have talked about it more when we were doing it.
Okay. I was off.
Yeah. Don't know. To now, is there anyone in the chat room?
I haven't even opened it.
I've never been given the link to the chat room, so
simplysyndicated.com/radio. There's a link on the front page of the website. Come on.
See, you kept telling me there was no point in because there's hardly ever anybody in it.
We've been here before. We know. We've had this conversation.
We've got Teely in the chat room.
Is there anything you want us to talk about, Teely? We'll think of something. Did we have? We also had a bisexual show ready to go,
but JVW didn't turn up.
Yeah, we're doing our best, and apparently, just everything we had planned went to shit. I don't know what to tell you. It happens from time to time. I feel like it happens a lot, but it does seem to happen from time to time. I'm just sort of scrolling through Pink News to see if there's anything that's worth talking about.
Well, because, you know, Miley Cyrus is not worth talking about.
Do you know what? I honestly don't care at this point who Miley Cyrus wants to sleep with. Go have fun with it, Miley. That's fine. Please don't think that I give a shit. That's just one of those things. You go do what you want. I've got more things to worry about. That's it. I don't know what she wants from me. I really don't. It's just leave me alone.
She just wants everybody to see her boobs and yeah.
Just do porn, Miley. Right? That is clearly something you want to do. And I won't think any less of you, because right now I think nothing of you. I have no opinion. Right? No opinion whatsoever. So it's cool. Right, but I will admit that if I were her, I'd be doing exactly what she's doing. So more power to her. You know, I don't wish to do her down. I'm simply saying I don't care. Is that fair? That feels fair.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's it. I've got more things to worry about in life, you know. I've got unpaid bills downstairs, Miley. And, you know, I support your right to not wear a shirt. That's fine, but I'm more worried about other stuff.
There are more important things in the life of Rich.
There are. Indeed.
Actually, I could talk about, did you hear about recently, because this does sort of involve LGBTQ, we had a shooting here in Virginia recently where a couple of news, it was a newscaster and a cameraman who got shot on camera, who are doing an interview. And the gentleman who did it, it was a gay black man. And he was saying that he was fired because he was a gay black man.
Yes, we are very familiar with this story.
Yeah,
absolutely.
From what the station manager was saying, it had absolutely nothing to do with his sexuality or his race. But this guy was just all like, oh, yeah, well, they're just discriminating against me, and that's why he got fired. It turned out he was just very difficult to work with in general.
Well, BuzzFeed, of all places, did a really good article that they kept updating about him and his mm-hmm. work history and that sort of thing. And it's very clear that he's somebody who has got psychological problems. Well, that's evident by what he did anyway.
Yeah.
That is not the action of a healthy person. But before that, the stories about him paint the picture of a person who was looking to be offended at absolutely everything at any opportunity. And was, I would say, delusional to a certain extent about the prejudice he thought he was experiencing. I can't necessarily speak for the news as such, because it's an area of the media that I've never had any contact with. However, I kind of think homophobia within the media is it's not an area you can really expect to find as much of it as maybe other places. Like, if you have a problem with gay people, then working in the media is going to be something that causes you a great deal of stress, you know? So I feel inclined to accept these reports that he was quite an unhinged individual.
Well, he was. He just used the black gay thing as a crutch. Supposedly, he wrote this. This was also slightly... partly making me remember when we were talking about just earlier about social media and the effects of it. But he went to social media after he did this with his own video of his own point of view, the video of him shooting these two people.
Absolutely.
Actually, he shot three people, and one of them, she luckily did not, she survived and she's in the hospital. But he was trying to basically make a, he was trying to get hits and he was trying to make a statement and all this other stuff. It didn't go as well as he thought. And in the end, he ended up going somewhere and shooting himself in the head, unfortunately. But he said he was influenced by the shootings in Charleston. And he was trying to make a statement. Not just about his being fired because of his sexuality, but to make a statement in general about discrimination. And I think it backfired on him.
Yeah, he really hasn't come out of it well, to say the least.
Well, he unfortunately, he shot himself in the head. He died. He committed suicide.
Yeah.
But still, I mean... I don't think, personally, I don't think it had anything to do with his, you know, his termination of employment. I don't think it had anything to do with his sexuality or his race either. But he was pretty much stating that, and it does happen. I think he was just taking it to the extreme. He was just unhinged to begin with, as we've said.
Yeah.
But it is out there. People just, a lot of the people who discriminated against in this fashion, just don't go to this extreme.
Well, of course, this is, you know, it's when you take a broken mind and start putting all this other stuff on it. It raises so many issues. It really does. I mean, you know, the man passed background checks for gun ownership a couple of weeks before this happened.
Mm-hmm.
It was an article explaining there is an average of a mass shooting a day in America at the moment.
Mm-hmm, unfortunately. And a lot of it right now, especially where I'm at, I'm like practically in ground zero of what's going on over here. I mean, between the Confederate flag controversies, the race controversies, the military controversies, I am like dead center in the middle of all of it. Like, it's frustrating, number one, because I never thought it would get this bad. But I think, as they say, violence begets violence. It's just getting worse and worse and worse over here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, speaking as an outsider looking in at the problem, it's kind of, I think the rest of the world has kind of adopted the attitude of, look, you know what the problem is, and you know what the solution is, but you're not willing to do the solution, so don't know what to do. That's basically it. It's America is still the only country in the world where this happens.
And it's not the only country in the world that this happens. It's just right now we're kind of...
I don't know of another country where that's not kind of in a warlike state that has an average of a mass shooting a day. I can't think of any. It's, you know, it really is just America, and it's all about the fact that there's so many guns.
I was going to say wherever ISIS is at this point in time, but
well, yeah, I think, you know, that's just like, well, I mean, you know, isn't it telling that
the only other place is an active war zone.
Yeah,
I agree with that. I agree with
that's
that.
Not a good thing, is it? There,
no, it's not.
And so, I don't know. It's kind of like, it feels like en masse. It's like the solution is right there. Everyone else is doing it, and no one else is having mass shootings. We know it works. We know it's cool. We know that if you take guns off people, the world doesn't come to an end and you stop having mass shootings. But that's not something America's up for. And I don't know what to say about that. I really don't. Otherwise, why not do it?
Well, in some cases, like this gentleman we were just speaking of, he was doing it to get attention. The incident in Charleston, he was doing it to get attention. Some of the military shootings, it's somebody who feels that they've been brought down by the man and they're doing it to get attention.
Yeah. But there are people here who feel they've been brought down by the man, but they don't kill people on live television.
No, but that's unfortunately one of the negative effects of media right now is they're like, well, I'll just go on the internet and post pictures of this, that, and the other thing.
Yeah,
and
but then, they don't kill people on television, but they also don't go to churches and shoot lots of people, and they don't go to schools and colleges and shoot lots of people, and they don't take classrooms full of kids hostage, and all these other things don't happen at all anywhere.
Oh, we're going all the way back to like Columbine now.
Well, all of it. Since then in the UK there have been no mass shootings.
Okay, so
that's far
in 2015 there have been nearly 34,000 firearm related incidents in the United States, of which that resulted in 8,629 deaths. 8,000. I saw a statistic and I can't find it or remember it accurately, but something along the lines of the American police force have killed X number of people in the last 2 months, and then the British police force have killed the same number of people in the last 120 something years. And it's just because there isn't there aren't weapons everywhere on our street.
They do like smashing the fuck out of people from time to time. I will give them that. But
yeah,
it's yeah. It's.
I mean, it makes me very ashamed to be an American. I'll say that outright.
It's just something that needs. That I don't know what. Well, no, the solution is that I think the problem is what you've got is a lot of people with influence who are batshit crazy and have got influence over other people who are a little bit batshit crazy. And I totally feel your frustration that, you know, it's this portion of America, and it seems that it's the middle bit. That really like having guns a lot, and there's enough of them there to have a big amount of influence. It's a horrible, horrible situation. It really is. And I don't know the way out for America, because I know that, you know, this it's not, it's by no means everybody there, you know, not at all. All of you that I know, you're all wonderful people. And, you know, it's, I love you all dearly. And yet you're stuck with these mental neighbors who have militias and stuff. And I don't get that.
Yeah, I need to move to Canada or something. Or come over there. I don't know.
Do you know what?
I feel
don't
out of
come
place
over
here.
It's fucking miserable here. Right? We haven't.
And it's not going to get better for the next 5 years.
Right? We haven't got guns, but that doesn't mean it's not good here. That doesn't mean it's good here, right? It's shit here. It's awful here. If you can make it to Canada, go to Canada. Or hey, Mexico's sunny, but actually no, that is a bit crazy down there as well right now, from what I hear. So Canada, yeah, Canada's. But you're near the edge anyway. It's pretty, you know.
Pack a warm coat.
Pack
head
a warm
to
coat.
Actually, I'm in the middle of the country.
You are?
I'm nowhere near Canada.
My American geography gets hazy sometimes.
It's okay. It's allowed.
Yeah.
It's all right. But the point I'm getting at is, we have it on both sides. We have the you know, the people who are bashing gays, but we also have these gays who are doing these extreme things in retaliation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it goes, I mean, I was just talking about earlier, there was a young boy named Tyler who he ended up getting bullied on the internet through Facebook and whatnot and Twitter, and he ended up killing himself because of it. And that's happening more and more. Yeah. It was specifically because he's gay. And there's other types of bullying too. There's the transgenders and just, you know, a kid being looking like whatever, and it's getting so bad that these poor kids are committing suicide because it's the only out they feel that they have.
Well, we were actually talking about this on Tech It or Leave It earlier. It comes home with them. It follows them everywhere. There's never a break from it. They're just pounded by it 24 hours a day. And it's not surprising that this happens. It's not surprising that kids break. I'd break. You know, I can't blame a kid for breaking. I totally get it. And so there's definitely a part of it involves dealing with this. That needs to come to an end so quickly. That's down to the schools and parents of people. I also think we still need to have parents learn more about what kids are doing online and being involved in it a lot more. A teenage kid, I don't know, shouldn't be in this. I kind of feel like they almost shouldn't be in a situation where they can hide that sort of thing. Maybe that's me speaking with no experience as a parent whatsoever and forgetting what it would have felt like if at the age of, say, 15, my parents had access to my Facebook page.
Yeah. It's kind of an awkward.
Yeah,
it's difficult.
Well, put it into our perspective as at our age, Rich. Say, like, if your parents walked into your bedroom and started reading through your diary.
Exactly.
Very similar. very similar. A diary is obviously a lot more private than a Facebook page and posting on Twitter and whatnot, but...
I gave my mom 2 pages before she cried.
But, I mean, yeah, we're just seeing a lot of people who are getting bullied through this medium, and it's all sorts of different things. It's not just the LGBTQ community. It's hard to say.
I know, I have trouble.
And that's a good chunk of it right now, especially since it's all over the news right now with all this stuff going on. But yeah, it's just horrible. And I don't think there's adequate... first off, I don't think we completely understand it to police it. What we can police, I don't think we're policing very well.
That seems... I'm with you on that. A great deal of this requires reporting as well. And it's... all you can do is encourage kids to report stuff.
That's been going on. We had problems even back before internet, before that was a problem. You know, some kids would tell and some kids wouldn't, because they would be told, like, if you tell anybody, I'll beat you up, and that kind of thing.
Yeah. God, kids are horrible to each other.
Aren't they?
And they're covered in snot most of the time as well. I'm not... I'm not a kid person. That's...
No.
I'm a childlike person. That's a different thing. Yeah. Well, I think we kind of found a topic there.
Yeah, we did. But, I mean, it's definitely prevalent, especially with a lot of stuff coming out in the media lately. And it's not just trans. It's not just gay. It's not just black. It's not just... whatever, it's all these different, if you're different, kind of things, and people are just mean. I hate to say it.
I repeat my mantra, leave people the fuck alone. It's going to solve every problem.
Seems reasonable.
I need to get that. That should be on a t-shirt.
Well, I already say you need to have a t-shirt that says, if you watch Star Trek, you're just a better person.
Yeah.
I have said this to people because I heard Rich say it. Believe it or not, I have said this to people and they're like, you know what? You're right.
It's so true.
It makes you a better person.
Absolutely.
Teaches you conflict resolution and that intelligence is not something to shy away from, and that violence isn't the only option. And oh, it's so good.
And that some people will fuck anything. Looking at you, Riker. Looking at you.
Well, I was going to say...
Data is fully functional.
Yeah. Right. I was going to say, you could go with Riker, you could go with all sorts of different characters. But they've even covered the gay stuff on there. Some of it better than others.
Star Trek did not cover LGBT stuff very well.
I didn't say it was very well, but they have touched on it. They
covered it, I think, as well as they could cover it for the time that Star Trek was on television.
The 90s, yeah. Okay, I'll go with that.
You know, we have to remember, Star Trek The Next Generation was like 20 years ago. I'm sorry. I hate it. Yeah.
It's terrible, isn't it?
I hate saying it out loud, but it's true. And so,
yeah, that episode where Riker falls in love, that was somewhat trans, wasn't it? That particular episode, they were trying to go for gay, but it was more of a trans thing. I don't know, it was a dumb episode.
They were genderless, that was the thing. They were neither male nor female, and Riker was like, no gender, don't care, hop on. Like, what? Just give it a rest. He doesn't care. He doesn't discriminate. This is what I'm talking about. It's people realize, hey, it's just fucking.
I know, but DS9 handled it much better with that episode with the Trill. That was a beautiful episode.
It was.
Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
That was perfectly done. And it was in the light of the biracial kiss from the original series.
Very much so. But again, came a few years later than the end of Next Generation, you know.
And even then, they could have they could have dealt with it, but because there were two people on that show who were in love with Dax, and when it's just
but they were male. That's the thing. It was
the other way. It was the Trill episode from Next Gen where Dr. Crusher falls in love with the Trill, and then the host dies, and the Trill is transplanted. The symbiote is transplanted into a female Trill, and then she's all, oh God, no, goodbye. We need to fly away in our starship now.
But she's open and honest about it, and that's fine.
Yeah, yeah, she just said, I can't handle it, and had to accept it, you know. But that was Crusher, and that was how she coped. And I understand that completely. She's like, that would be a shock to anybody, really.
Yeah, yeah. I love you, but you have a different face. This is odd.
Yeah. And plus, really, if you wanted Dr. Crusher to get together with anyone, it was Captain Picard. Really, and anything else is just a stumbling block along that road to inevitability, really. I'm really sad that they didn't get together by the end.
Kind of did, but they didn't.
Yeah, I wish they had. I wish it had been quite explicit in that, like, they are now a couple, and Wesley calls Captain Picard dad.
there was speculation that Wesley was actually Picard.
He was dad anyway, yeah.
I think, yeah, I'm with that. I think that should have all come out. I think that should have, that's how
would that not have got a little bit soap opera at that point, though?
A little bit. You could have wrapped it up in...
They did with some other stuff, though, in that show, but...
Could have done it. Imagine it happened.
I don't know, but that Trill episode was just beautiful, and they covered it kind of sort of in a few other episodes. I know that there was talk about they wanted to have a gay couple on Next Gen, and it didn't happen.
Well, the helmsman in First Contact was gay, but
was he?
It wasn't on screen. Yeah, it was. I can't remember if it was in the novels around it or the actual script in a scene that was cut, but yeah, I can't remember what his name was, but the helmsman from
Ensign Hawk,
something like that.
Yeah, the guy with the absolutely beautiful blue eyes. Yeah, him.
yeah, you know the one.
Yes, because I love the actor. Yes, he's so cute. Anyway,
and on that note
indeed. Well, yeah.
I think we're about done. Yeah.
I think so. Thank you for joining us, Jen, and Ian. You're here anyway, but thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, yeah. Invite me back anytime.
You are welcome back anytime. This is fun. Absolutely. Well, I'm just going to go and scroll through Craigslist ads now. And that's my evening taken care of. Some of these are very. Yeah. Okay.
End the show. So, and
thank you for listening, everybody. We'll be back next week. If you want to send us an email with any suggestions or topics or anything else you'd like to talk about at all, then the email address is doaskdotell@simplysyndicated.com. I don't think we had an email this week. I didn't check. I don't remember it coming through anyway. So never mind that. Anyway, thank you for listening, everybody. We'll be back next week. Oh, the other thing. Sorry. We're recording at 8 o'clock. Ideally on a Sunday. Sorry, we were a bit late today. But normally 8 o'clock on a Sunday, if you want to come and listen to us record the show, give us a fighting chance. That's that. Now you know when we do it. So right now we're ending the show. Bye-bye.